Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST. This is K3FR, Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo. Activating the Foxy Amateur Radio Association, General Service Net. This net is held every weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147-165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz subaudible tone for access. My name is Ron, and I am your net control this evening. The purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on-the-air voice protocol and net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build or refresh these skills throughout its nets. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs, whereby they can engage in information sharing in between our regular monthly club meetings and club breakfasts. Unlike our Saturday night net, Sunday night net. We do not necessarily have a technical theme, but of course technical discussions are a part of amateur radio, and they are certainly allowed and encouraged by the net participants. This is a directed net. In the first phase of this net, the net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs. During this period, the net control may offer or solicit a general question for comment. Shouldn't take my eyes off the script. This is intended as a conversation starter for the net and to grow the ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, to join an on-the-air conversation with comments of substance. Of course, any other comments you may have on amateur radio or your activities this past week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join the net should transmit and say their entire call and name. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Please do not say "this is" and then unkey before saying your call. This causes check-in collisions and is not a practice we encourage on FARA nets. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all participants have checked, net control will call each station and invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants should take up to 90 seconds to introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio activities this past week, and offer a response to any topic or questions posed by net control. If you have information for the group, you should unkey and wait for a beep that indicates a reset of the repeater timer before passing that information to avoid timing out the repeater's 3-minute timer. We are always interested in any other relevant amateur radio or technical topic you may wish to comment on or ask about during your turn. At the conclusion of their comments, net control participants should ID and pass the repeater back to net control. Break. This is K3FR. This is a QST to all amateurs. In general, news of interest to amateur radios this week. We do have information here of upcoming events for the club. The informal club breakfast, open to all at the bistro at Foxshire Hospital. The Saturday after Christmas, that will be December the 30th at 8 a.m. This is welcome to all hams in, that wish to come in and join the discussions and fellowship with additional hams. There is a VE test session scheduled for January 20th, 24. Time is at 9:30 a.m., and it's provided by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners. That's https://www.qrz.com/db/K4VictorVictorEcho. And I'd like to remind everyone that your dues is now due. It's $30, and forward that to the treasurer or renew online using PayPal. I am going to ask if there are any other comments or additional announcements for this evening. This is K3FR. Okay, none heard. This is K3FR. Being that this is a bit of a new time, a time of beginnings almost, I just invite us to all think back about our earliest recollections of amateur radio, when were we exposed to it, and what memories do you have from those days? This is K3FR. This concludes the QST. At this time, Net Control invites check-ins from amateurs wishing to participate in the net. Please state your call sign and name once, and listen for acknowledgement by Net Control. Each participant will be called in order recognized by Net Control. Please call now. Let's limit that to internet-connected stations. K3FR, standing by. Nothing heard. Are there any mobile stations that wish to join us this evening? This is K3FR.
N4KL Mobile, Kevin and Haymarket.
Okay. Net Control recognizes N4KL. Good evening, Kevin. I'm glad to have you join us. Let's open up for, are there any other mobile stations out there this time? None heard. Kevin, while you're still in range here, would you like to just note your ham radio activities for the week? And if you have any questions or any response to the question, you're welcome now. Over.
Okay, I was sitting here watching the train go by on Route 55, so I didn't want to cue the mic while the horn was blowing. I got up an off-center fed dipole this week. I'm real happy with the way that works and the coverage I've got with it. And I'm now working on a 5/8 wave antenna I'm going to put up in the attic. That's my big plans this week. Back to net from N4KL Mobile. I'll only be in the car for about 5 more minutes.
Okay, very good. Will you be transferring over to a fixed or that's what you're expecting?
Yeah, I'll transfer over to the home station.
Okay, very good, Kevin, and thank you for the update. Okay, this is K3FR opening the check-ins to general call-ins. K3FR, please call now.
This is K1HTV, Rich in Amosville.
KE7EX, Matt in Manassas.
K2PI, Harv in Warrenton.
K04VNZ, Chuck in Opal.
K4EI. Okay, that's a good set there. I did have a double, I believe it was W4RKU, Kevin, and another station that called between K2PI and KO4VNZ. Was the other station here? K3FR.
W8BT.
Okay. Good evening, Travis. I have so far this evening K1HTV, KE7EX, K2PI, W4RKU, KO4VNZ, K4EI, and W8BT. Are there any other stations wishing to check in? This is K3FR.
KE2P, Stafford. Kilo Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu, Mobile, Indian Head, Maryland.
Okay, very good. We picked up KE2P there, as well as KB3ARZ. We'll start at the top there and go down the list. What have you been doing this week? What are you looking forward to? And what's the earliest recollection that you have of amateur radio? K1HTV, K3FR, over.
K3FR, this is K1HTV. Good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. Ron, thanks for doing the net. My earliest recollections of radio were on the third floor of the house where I lived. We lived on the second floor, renting. My folks rented an apartment. My grandparents owned the place, and they lived on the third floor. And they had a Philco radio, which covered the shortwave bands. I think it was Philco. Anyway, covered the shortwave bands with a wire on the roof. And my grandfather had climbed out and put up there long before I started using the radio. And I tuned in the AM shortwave bands, mostly at first the Radio Moscow and Voice of America and all the BBC and all those stations. Then I came across the 20-meter band and heard hams talking on AM. One of the early guys I remember is K9EWL, the voice of Racine, Wisconsin, as he called himself. And got interested in ham radio, taught myself Morse code, and that was probably back in 56, 57. And in 58, I got my ham license and was on my way, 65 years of hamming so far. So that was my start in my early remembrance of radio. Early memories of radio. What's going on this week? Solar flux up to 195 today. Sunspot number is 144. K-index is finally starting to drop down to 1. I worked VU4N in the Andaman Islands. Very difficult path for some reason. The reason is that the auroral oval has been right in the middle between us and the Indian continent. As a result, signals going through that auroral area are distorted, and there's multipath, and FTA is not decoded that way. I was able to move the beam further south to get some decodes, but the signal at that point was weaker. So finally got them today on the long path with the beam down to aiming about 240 degrees towards New Zealand. With a fairly good signal, was able to work him. Let's see, what else is happening? Oh, 5 pine trees came down, took down 2 of my beverages. So I spent a couple days ago, or maybe it was, yesterday, out in the woods repairing 2 beverages. And then I came out and I noticed the 80-meter OCF was down, at least not all the way down, but the coax was. As a result, I think squirrels were nibbling away at the rope at the top, the continuous loop which held the pulley, and that one came down. But fortunately, the center ballon stuck around the 35, 40-foot level, so it's still up in the air. The antenna is still usable, but I do have to run a new pulley rope, and then haul the antenna back up to where it belongs. Let's see, anything else going on? I guess yesterday, around 8:30 or so, in opening to New Zealand on 6 meters, I was heard by ZL1RS. Did not hear a peep out of them. Just could not hear. I spent most of this afternoon trying to figure out if I have a noise issue either in the shack or around. But it looks like I do have a noise issue, a broad noise issue to the west, to the southwest, and to the slightly to the northwest. So I'm going to have to do a little looking around the neighborhood, see if I can find the source of the noise and report it to the Rappahannock Electric crew. That's it for now. Back to net control, K1HTV.
K1HTV, K3FR. Thank you very much, Rich. And, yep, that's a good, rich memory that you have there. And the old ones are always a lot of fun. One of my earliest is with my aunt's big old console radio. I don't even know who manufactured it, but it had HF all over the place and a lot of the broadcast bands, shortwave broadcast bands. My dad had installed an antenna for her so that she would be able to get better shortwave reception on that. Thank you very much for your comments. K70X, Matthew, how are you doing this holiday week here? And what are your recollections? Just as K3FR, over.
Good evening, Ron. K3FR from KE7EX. Good to hear you. Yeah, my first introduction to shortwave radio and ham radio would have been when I was about 13, 14. I received a ham radio, not a ham radio, I received a shortwave kit, the Radio Shack one that's built on like a cardboard box and has little springs and you put capacitors and resistors and things like that into it. And I had a lot of fun with that and a 12-foot piece of wire that I taped on my bedroom ceiling. I remember when I tuned in Radio Moscow, and that was a really exciting thing when I was a kid, so I remember that. And after that, I got a shortwave digital set that I saved up my lawn mowing money for, like a little digital portable receiver. And then I was hooked because I could figure out what frequencies were and things like that. And so I studied for and passed my novice and tech plus licenses and passed the code. And my plan was to build a 30-meter CW kit because I had two trees outside my window that were 46 feet apart. So I figured that was a good sign for me to get on 30 meters. And that's where I like to hang out today. So hope everybody has a great holiday season. Excited to hear what's going on for everybody. And we'll be listening. Thanks again, Ron. K3FR, KE7EX.
Thank you, Matt. Very good. And yeah, I remember building stuff early, too. I think the first real build that I did was a crystal radio for Scouts, for Cub Scouts. I think the Wolf Badge, when I was in it, back in the, that would have been about 57 or so. Yeah, 57. What you could do would be to build a crystal set for Scouts. Harv, you got a rich background here too. K2PI, what you been up to? Over.
Hey Ron, N3FR and the net from K2PI. Well, good evening to you. Thanks for doing the net. Let's see, I guess my earliest radio recollection would be an old console radio that my father salvaged and brought home. I must have been between 5 and 7 years old and put it on, put a piece of wire on the back across the antenna terminals, and my dad and I tuned around on it, and we heard Maritime CW stations on it. I think they were Maritime CW stations, and my dad said those are ham radio operators, and that fascinated me, and I spent a lot of time tuning around on that radio over the years, and eventually one of the tubes went. My father didn't know what to do with it, and I think it eventually got discarded. But he put the bug in me, although I didn't become a ham for another 8 to 10 years. But I really remembered that radio, and when I ran across an amateur radio column in the Boys Life magazine in the library, and then later when CB piqued my interest again, that led into being Elmered into amateur radio. So I was very happy for that, and it's been a wonderful hobby. This week I haven't done a lot of radio, gotten on, listened around the band, but it generally has been pretty quiet. I've got a few things on the bench here I've got to work on, including a VHF amplifier, which burned up, but I think I can salvage it. And I've also got a transverter for 630 meters that I really need to get around to building. I promised myself I would build it before the season began, get a 1,000 feet of wire, of insulated wire, and wind that on a drum, and finally make a decent antenna for 630. So I think we're going to start doing that maybe this weekend as we lead up to Christmas. So anyway, hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas, and enjoys the holiday. Back to net. I keep messing your call up, Ron. N3FR, K2PI.
Oh, it's K3FR, just like yours. That's all right, Harp. We all go through those stations in life. Oh, by the way, one thing that might make a very good coil form would be the container from the protein shake mixes that you can get, fairly large volume there. You can get some pretty good amount of wire on that, especially if it's small gauge. Kevin, I know you go back for a while too. How are you this evening, and what's your recollections? What have you been doing? W4RKU, this is K3FR.
K3FR, W4RKU, in the net. Good evening, Ron. Hold on. How you doing tonight? Thanks for doing the net. When you first asked the question, the thing that popped in my mind was I got a crystal radio set. It was like a kit thing, and I was under 10 when I got this, and I remember sitting around the kitchen table with my father and grandfather, and having to wind the coils, and then we were, hooking it up to the heater pipe because it was copper, and as ground, and that was my first time I was really exposed to radio and on the build side of things, and that's the earliest memory I can recollect, but it sure stuck with me, so that's about it. I did CWT today. Other than that, I've been busy with so many other things. I haven't had much radio time either, so Monday, I will be able to focus more on radio and get all these little odds and ends done. Thanks again, Ron. K3FR, W4RKU, back to net.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for your comments there. And, it's interesting how much the build is such a trigger to ham radio. I don't know whether it was this getting the smell of rosin solder up in your nose, or it was just the fact that here, this is electronics. This is electrons that are running through that wire, and just being able to hear a station, our big one out in the area, where in New Jersey where I was WOR out of New York, and of course WABC as well out of New York. They were a lot of fun to listen to. Chuck. How was your your family there? Hope everything is going well for you. KO4VNZ, K3FR.
K3FR, KO4VNZ, Chuck and Opal. Thanks, Ron, for taking the net, and season's greetings to everybody. Hope that everyone has a good Christmas. Myself, I haven't been doing much. We've been trying to figure out what we're going to do for the Christmas holiday and getting together with relatives and all, but it seems like everybody, including the wife and I, have been sick this week. So we haven't done much in that. And so everything, as far as our Christmas plans, are up in the air. As far as radio, because I have been sick, I haven't done much other than I started reading the Volunteer Examiner's Manual. I think I might go and see if I can't become a VE. Let's see, to the question, I can remember starting probably in Cub Scouts and early days of Boy Scouts. I remember reading articles in Boy's Life about ham radio. I can remember early, it was probably when I was 10 or 11, I asked for a radio for my room to listen to, and fortunately the radio they got me included a shortwave band, so while it wasn't any fancy rig, you know, it just had rabbit ears as an antenna, I started listening to shortwave. And then in high school, one of my friend's fathers was in the ham radio, and I would go over to visit him, and we would spend a couple hours sometimes in the basement with his father watching and learning and all. So that later on in high school, I started building kits and all. The first thing I built, it might have been a little bit too ambitious, but I built a Heath Kit O-scope. And that's about it. I always had an interest in electronics, even to the point of, I think I was probably in second or third grade. We did a field trip to the local phone company, and after that, the parents would catch me taking telephones apart, putting them back together, and wiring telephones between myself and one of the neighbor's kids. Anyway, that's it for me. This is KO4VNZ. A very Merry Christmas to everyone, and back to Matt.
Okay, thank you very much, Chuck. Nice memories there. And I never had friends that were close enough that we could string wires back and forth. I did manage to do it between my my bedroom and my brother's bedroom, which was right through the wall. Of course, we didn't go through the wall. I was able to figure out how to get down into the basement in both cases and finish wiring up through the basement, but that was about it. It was an interest there. K4EI, Jeff, how's your week been, and what's your recollections? This is K3FR.
Well, good evening there, Ron, K3FR from K4EI. Hope you're doing well tonight, and hope everyone else is as well. Thanks for picking up the net tonight, Ron. Earliest memories of ham radio, you know, kind of strange for me. They go back to when I was a kid. I would periodically buy a, I guess it was CQ magazine. I don't remember, but it was a ham radio magazine that they'd sell at the drugstore. I'd pick those up occasionally, and of course, a lot of the hunting and fishing magazines I read had advertisements for walkie-talkies and things like that, and I was always just really interested in that sort of thing. And of course, transistor radios were big for young people back then in the 60s and so on, and I particularly enjoyed listening to AM broadcast on the transistor radio at night. And it was always kind of magical to me how you could hear stations that were hundreds of miles away that, of course, you couldn't in the daytime. And I didn't understand how that happened. I just thought it was very magical that it did. I was actually very late getting into ham radio. I didn't actually get licensed until 2016 after I retired. So one of my very, very few regrets in life is that I didn't do that earlier. So... But I've enjoyed it immensely since then, and yeah, it's just been a fabulous, fabulous hobby. So anyway, I'll echo what Chuck said. Season's greetings to everyone. Hope everyone has a fabulous Christmas. And with that, I'll send it right back to Ned. K3FR from K4EI.
Thank you, Jeff. K4EI, K3FR. Travis, and we're down to you. How you doing? And what's your story, WABC, K3FR?
Hey, good evening, Ron and all on the net. This is W8BT. I'm with kind of with Jeff and also kind of with KE7EX, Matt there. I did get one of those Radio Shack springy thing boards when I was a kid, in the early 80s. I think that was probably my first introduction. I remember it had a Morse code key on it, but it had the little printout of everything, but never really had an Elmer, so that really didn't go very far. I did a few things with it, I think. I think I put some resistors and some capacitors in series and everything. It's been so long ago, I don't remember, but it really... kind of died down till about, 10, 15 years ago. I got into doing TV and listening to public service on VHF with scanners, and then I ended up getting my license, and I was just getting my license so I could carry a scanner in the vehicle, but it turns out that, well, now I'm talking on the radio. I never really had any intentions of doing that. But anyway, I did have one question tonight. I don't know if it's not really a topic for the net, but last night I turned the WSJTX into whisper mode, and I'm seeing my spots or seeing my spots that I hear on whisper.net, but when I go to PSK Reporter, I'm not seeing anything on received. I can see the few stations I that hear me on transmit with, I'm going to guess, maybe 10 milliwatts, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. But anyway, that's about all I've got for the net tonight. If anyone has any ideas to why PSK Reporter is not seeing it, I've got all the upload buttons checked, so I'm not sure why I'm seeing it. Anyway, happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. This is W8BT, back to net.
Okay, W8BT, K3FR, I'll ask for any response to your question after we've finished through the line here. KE2P, this is K3FR. How you doing? Didn't get your name in there, so if you could pass that along where you're going. And what's your earliest remembrances of ham radio? K2P, K3FR. K2P, this is K3FR with our Net Wednesday General Services Net. Are you still with us? This is K3FR. Okay, none heard. Oh, Bob, from Indiantown, Maryland. How are you this evening? And what's your early recollections? And I apologize, you being mobile, I should have put you right at the top of the list there. KB3ARZ, K3FR, go ahead.
K3FR, KB3ARZ, my earliest recollection of amateur radio, I was on a naval ship and made a phone patch to call my mother to let her know where we were, and I couldn't let her know where we were, but only thing I could tell her is I would be home 2 weeks after my birthday. But I never got interested in ham radio until after I got out of the military, where I was a radio operator and a Morse code operator. And a friend of mine on a construction job, he was into ham radio, and him and his good friend talked me into this wonderful hobby. And I'm still here. I love it with a passion. I'm strictly a two-meter guy normally, but someday I will love to move back up to operate CW again. But other than that, I did listen to shortwave radio when I was very young, out on the ball field and stuff, when friends were playing football and baseball and stuff like that. But amateur radio was something I never wanted. When I was in the Marine Corps, I said I'll never talk on the radio again, and I ended up here, so good to hear everybody. I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all that good stuff with good times and good family. Take care. This is KB3, ARZ Mobile, back to the net.
Very good, Bob, and pass our regards on to Miss Georgia there. Let's see. My early recommendation, this is K3FR. Early recollections, not recommendations. Well, as I said, around 7 or 8 years old, I was building crystal sets to get Cub Scout points, et cetera, to move up in rank as Cub Scout. And had a lot of fun with that. Of course, my dad was a ham, and he was very active, quite much so. As a matter of fact, my earliest recollection, even before the incident with my aunt's radio, big old console radio, 1930s type vintage, late 1930s type vintage radio, was with my dad at probably the age of 3 to 4 years old, sitting on his lap as he was talking to his friends and operating in the civilian defense nets that he was so active in at the time. really enjoyed that. And, of course, I had free run of our basement, and there were a lot of bits of test equipment there. Through the years, I ended up bringing bits of radio stuff up into the room and probably into my bedroom and putting it on my desk. I always had an excuse for not working up my desk, but instead just sitting on my bed and doing homework there. Rarely at the kitchen table. I don't know why. Maybe because I thought it was too much interference there. But the pinnacle of my early work in that terms of bringing radios up and getting them in the bedroom was an old BC-348Q that I brought up and ran an antenna out my bedroom window and around the corner of the house and a couple of other places and listened to a lot of shortwave radio and also used it since it was a very good AM radio as well, being able to listen to my my ball games on AM radio. Until my mom, dad, for Christmas gave us a little transistor radio, a little GE7 transistor radio or so, something like that, that I was able to get my baseball games in my own bedroom. Did have to buy batteries, so darn it, couldn't talk them into buying batteries for me. Anyway, my work this week, I haven't been on the air, but in the process of rebuilding the mast, the coaxial mast of my my indoor antennas here. I do have the coaxial mast set up, but there was a little bit of an instability in the top section. I have the 6-meter Moxon mounted actually in about the same place that it was originally, 14.5 feet off the ground. And another foot and three quarters up is where the 2-meter 440 antenna is, and I'm having had a little bit of instability. I figured out how to solve that, and I've got all the parts, and I'll be doing that over the next week or so, just chopping down pieces of PVC and putting the glue together on it. Then I'll be back together on 2 meters, 6 with the antennas that I can point in separate directions from 6 and 2 meters. And I'll be very happy with that. Well, everybody, let me check and see if there's any other check-ins for the net. This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo K3FR with the FARA Wednesday General Services net. Over.
Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
KD4R.
I picked up Steve and Sam. Very good to hear you guys on tonight. First in the list was Steve. Our question tonight has been, our topic tonight has been, what's your earliest recollection of amateur radio? Where did it lead you to? WD8QCN, K3FR.
3FR on the net, WD8QCN. Probably my earliest recommendation of ham radio was local Toledo Mobile Radio Association operation out at the Toledo Zoo. I was probably about 10 years old and was just fascinated with what they were doing. Dug around for a better part of a year, finally found a class that would let younger kids in and got licensed right before the blizzard of 1978. So that was a great time and been at it ever since. Back to you, K3FR, WD8QCN.
Yeah, thanks, Steven, WD8QCN. Sammy, how you been? Hope things are well for you. Your help there. KB4REE, K3FR.
Yeah, just waiting to go to the lung specialist next month. And I'm kind of winded out after doing some errands a couple days ago, so I'll keep it kind of short. I do remember getting an A2FT411E from EEB in Vienna. Couldn't get out much with the receiving with a half-wave telescopic whip. So it wasn't until, like, after I graduated from high school that I got the ICOM 2100 that I'm still using now, so I'm able to hit the local repeaters, and I remember hitting this repeater from Annandale when I used to live there. In other news, the antenna for my whisper transmitter finally arrived after being sent to California, and I was looking at the log files and seeing a couple countries in Europe heard me on the 10 and 12 meters. There's Denmark and Luxembourg, United Kingdom and Belgium, and Austria heard me on 15 meters. That's all I have. Catch you on the next net. Back to you, Har, from KD4RE.
All right, KD4REE, KH3FR, very good to see me, and everything. Well, everyone, just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy holidays, however you celebrate, and I hope you get a lot of ham radio stuff, or at least fun stuff for Christmas. Maybe even a pair of warm socks, too. I mean, I could use a pair of them. I have to go upstairs and change. I think it's just that I got to let my feet sweat a little bit more than normal. And of course, you know, sweat will want to evaporate and cool my toes off. So I got to watch out for that. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us this evening. There being no further check-ins, the net recognizes, we're having had our discussion. This concludes Fock Air Amateur. Oh, let me ask first, did anybody have any answers to Travis's question with regard to Whisper? This is K3FR.
AQPI.
K2PI, go ahead. Go direct.
Thanks. Travis, I would go to WSPRNET, whispernet.org, and look there for your call sign, and you'll see a list of everything you've heard and what everybody else has heard from you. For some reason, the implementation on PSK Reporter for Whisper is not complete, I've not found a way to make it work properly, so I would go to whispernet.org, and you'll see the full picture. Back to that, K2PI.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Harv. Do you acknowledge that, Travis?
Roger, W8BT. Thanks, Harv. Yeah, I noticed that. Whisper.net looks fine. I can see everything I'm hearing, it appears, but for some reason it's not showing on PSK Reporter. But, you know, I look at Andy's K1RA-4 and K1RA-Pi, and it seems he's reporting everything, and PSK Reporter is seeing that. But so I don't know. I guess I got some learning to do here with Whisper, but it's good to see I'm getting out with, I think, a few milliwatts, maybe 10 or 20 milliwatts. I'm not exactly sure. I don't have a meter to go that low. But anyway, thanks for the response there, Harv. W8BT, back to net.
Okay, thank you. Did you have anything else, Harv? K2PI?
I suggest there's a great app. I don't know if it's on Android, but certainly on iOS. It's called Whisper Watch, WSPR Watch. And it's a great app. You can check all of this information from your phone. It queries all the different databases with different APIs, and it's completely free. So give it a try, Travis. 73, back to net, K2PI.
Okay, thank you very much, Harv. And, this is K3FR, concluding the Fock Air Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Thank you all participants this evening. If you do have questions or comments on tonight's net, Fock Air Amateur Radio Association, or becoming a licensed amateur radio operator, please send an email to Farinet at W4VK, that's the Whiskey 4 Victor Alpha.org, and you will receive a prompt reply. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogues on the repeater after the conclusion of the net. This is K3FR, returning the repeater to normal use. Good evening. K3FR.
W3IP, W8BT.